Penguin Random House Audio presents Tricky 22, a Stephanie Plum novel by Janet Ivanovich, read for you by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Ginny Scoot was standing on a third-floor ledge threatening to jump, and it was more or less my fault. My name is Stephanie Plum, and I work as a bounty hunter for my bail bondsman cousin Vinny. Ginny had failed to show for a court appearance, and it was my job to find her and return her to the authorities. If I don't succeed, my cousin is out his bond money, and I don't get paid. On the other hand, there's Ginny, who would prefer not to go back to jail. My colleague Lula and I were on the sidewalk looking up at Ginny, along with a bunch of other people who were taking video with their smartphones.
"This here's not a good angle for her," Lula said to me. "Everybody could look up her skirt and see her hoo-ha. I guess technically you could see her thong, but we all know her lady parts are lurking in there behind that little piece of red material and ass floss."
Lula was originally a respectable hoe. A couple years ago, she decided to relinquish her corner and take a job as a file clerk for the bonds office. Since almost all the files are digital these days, Lula mostly works as my wheelman. She's 4 inches too short for her weight. Her clothes are 3 sizes too small for her generously proportioned body. Her hair color changes weekly. Her skin is a robust, dark chocolate. I feel invisible when I stand next to Lula, because no one notices me. I inherited a lot of unruly, curly brown hair from the Italian side of my family, and I have a cute nose that my grandma says is a gift from God. My blue eyes and pale skin are the results of my mother's Hungarian heritage.